shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The Talk of the Town. WGN Radio 720.
With your guide, Dave Hoekstra. Bedtime turns me off
and I don't need. Welcome to Nocturnal Journal tonight on WGN. We're going to roll through a lot of fun stuff in the next hour. In the second half hour of the show, we're going to talk about the most overlooked Americana music scene in America. We're going to talk about Cassette Store Day out in Lyle. And our first guest coming down into the studio is Jason A. Drake. How are you, Jason?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
You wrote a book. It's a fun, funny book. You Stay Classy Wedding People.
Thank you.
A memoir of a professional videographer.
Yes.
Videographer, not photographer.
Yes, correct. Video.
Yeah. And it's funny. I mean, you I want to go into some of the subjects here and stuff.
Sure.
But tell us first, before we get into the book, how long have you been doing this?
I've been a wedding videographer since 2005 and a smartass since 94. And at every wedding, the vendors would always sit and we'd eat dinner and we'd swap stories. Everyone would laugh when I'd tell my stories. And inevitably, somebody would say, oh, someone should write a book. So I did.
And had you done any other type of photography? How'd you get into the business?
I've always had a passion for video. I had a cable access TV show in Chicago for 9 years, Three Guys Picking, plug. And
Is that still on?
It's on YouTube now.
Uh-huh.
It was on in the city for every week for 9 years. We did 346 episodes. We're now on YouTube, 3GPTV.
And I read some background. You did a documentary on the Avett Brothers?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
When did you? Now they're not as funny as this book, are they?
No. We've interviewed them on Three Guys Picking and had them perform live for us. And my brother had an idea to do a documentary on them. And this is when they were just starting, and so we did.
And so when was that?
That was a few years ago.
Okay.
It is unreleased.
Oh, it's unreleased.
It's entangled up in some red tape. It's kind of out of our control, and unfortunately, I can't say.
Oh, okay. Well, at least
we
you
hope
did
it comes out soon. There is a trailer for it. It's on YouTube, and maybe if enough people see it and complain to the Avetts, where is this movie? They'll take care of it.
So how many weddings would you say you've done in your career, ballpark?
I usually do May through October, one a week, sometimes two, so maybe 25, 30 a year, so 13 years.
Okay.
So I wasn't very good at math or fractions.
And so you broke the book down you covered every corner.
Yes.
of a wedding.
Yes.
You've got brides. I'm just going alphabetical order. Brides,
sure.
Bridesmaids, celebrities, DJs, drinking, everybody, yeah, drinking, microphones, mothers, mariachi bands. But they're all like little sound bites. The book is,
yes,
is really a fun, breezy read.
Thank you. Yeah, every story is short. Most stories are like a page. So there's so many people that have short attention spans. I try to program that. And it reads much better. You get your jokes in. You don't start to lose people by getting long-winded.
How'd you get the title for the book?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Anchorman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the catchphrases from Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
He would sign off and say, "You say classy San Diego." And part of the other thing about this book is I am a walking encyclopedia for pop culture. You know, couldn't barely remember my wife's birthday, but I can tell you, you know, every line from the movie Aliens. So it's just, I can't help it. Whenever a situation comes up, I have to relate it to a movie, and wanted to write this book, and that just popped into my head.
So you're married?
Yes.
And how long have you been married?
9 years.
9 years. So what was your wedding like? Who shot your wedding?
I hired my boss.
Okay.
So it was in good hands. He did an awesome job, and so I did a lot of bartering, actually. So,
what's the difference between video, being a videographer, and a wedding photographer? I mean, there's a very important thing you say, and you talk. Maybe you can elaborate on this, where you talk about some of the negotiations or some of the discussions you have with your clients. I think this is really important. Video records things as they happen, not how you remember them.
Yeah, I mean, there's some great photographers, and they take some awesome pictures, and it looks like wow. And it makes it almost seem like it was this huge, magical day. But doing video, it's not always so glossy. I mean, I do some awesome art shots, and I make it look as great as you can. But at the same time, it still records it as it happened. And So that's really the difference.
Any good bride? I mean, brides, it's their day. I was married once. So talk about dealing with brides. I mean, actually, let's do this. Talk about how it comes down with a client. Like, when they contact you, tell the listeners step by step how it works for you.
Well, they would contact the office. I shoot for several companies, and some of them let them choose their videographer. Some just get assigned. I usually do then a phone call ahead of time, kind of give them a chance to meet me. Most phone calls go easy.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, there's always one that doesn't.
So you meet them?
No, it's all by phone.
It's all by phone. Then you show up at the wedding.
Yes.
And then you're good to go.
Yeah, I tell them what I'm going to do on the phone ahead of time, and then I show up and do it. I'm not one of those types that does a show and, hey, and got all this material, and I try to, you know, make the day about me. I kind of want you to not notice me. I'm kind of in the background, and I just do my job. And
that's the way we do this show here. I try not to be noticed. Go ahead.
Actually, in the book, I have an author screw-up a videographer chapter.
Yeah.
And one of the things, one complaint about me is that I have an all-business attitude. There's a couple stories about that, where that was the only complaint about me the entire day was I had my serious face on. It's because I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, they had nothing to say about the video. The video was awesome. And all they could say was, well, he had a business, all business look. I'm like, yes, I'm working very hard for you to give you a great product, and I did.
What about, you have a sense of humor, as you can tell in the book. What about an easygoing nature and displaying a sense of humor during the event, or you just try to just stay out of the way?
I try to stay out of the way, but I mean, if somebody lobs up a softball, you know, I'm going to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for the most part, I try to stay out of the way. Day's not about me. They're having enough on their plate as it is. And I didn't realize it till I got married, seeing it from their point of view. It's just like, rah, like you're on a roller coaster and everyone's throwing things at you. There's just so much going on. So
what are some interesting venues you've been at or look at? Boats, theaters. I mean, talk about some of the places, maybe even challenging to shoot video in.
Rialto Square Theater.
And Joliet.
Yeah. And Joliet I've shot there. And, you know, the stage lights are for a concert. So if I'm having to shoot out, everything's backlit. And it's horrible, and you can't really get a good shot there. I've shot on boats, and if you don't know boats, they don't tend to stay still. I had a groom complain that the footage was shaky, and then my boss was like, you're on a boat. It's going to happen. I've shot at Wrigley Field, or not, not Wrigley. Yeah, we took photos in Wrigley Field, and I had a wedding in Sox Park.
Oh, you did?
And at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And we took photos on the field, and that story is in the book.
And okay, a couple of things I want to... I do like the story about the bride. I don't want to pick on brides in this segment, but the bride that was 3 hours late to her own wedding.
Wow, yes. Yeah,
talk about that. Can you give me some just good bride stories?
Yeah.
We don't have to mention names.
I don't, and that's one of the nice things about the book is it's all bride and groom, so nobody knows who's who, and if you think you know, you're wrong, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So the bride who was 3 hours late to her own wedding.
Yeah, it's crazy. People just don't know how to tell time sometimes. You know, I show up, I was there booked for an hour, pre-wedding ceremony, photos, them getting ready, and it's 5 to 11. I have to go get ready for the church. And I was still young at the time, so I still thought the church was going to start on time.
Yeah.
So I shot 5 minutes with her, and I'm like, I got to hurry and get to the church. And she was very consistent. She was 3 hours late to the church. They ran cocktail hour and photos all at the same time. Cocktail hour was about 18 minutes. And you spend all that money. And that's another point of this book is for people to learn from it.
Yeah.
This book has many objectives. It's comedy. It's pop culture smorgasbord. And it's a what not to do. And I want, you hate to have people spend all this money and just have it go in something that was easily fixed a week ahead of time. I get the schedule. And here's a good one. I had to shoot pictures of the bride getting ready at the Congress Hotel downtown. The church was at Irving and Damon. And the coordinator scheduled a 15-minute trolley ride to go from Congress Hotel downtown to Irving and Damon. And you could never make it there if the city was empty.
Wasn't there a Cubs game in?
There was a Cubs
game. Yeah, right. You mentioned that.
Yes. And the right when the Cubs game got out was when we were getting up there. And, you know, I tried to let these people know ahead of time, this isn't going to work. We're going to, and, you know, they knew what they were doing. And it went, and everything was late. They missed their cocktail hour. They hardly got as many photos as they wanted. We spent half the time in traffic. And so you spend all this money and you don't get what you're paying for. And it's why. This was easily fixed.
How can people find the book? Plug the websites and stuff.
The book is on several places. It's on Amazon.com. It's on YouStayClassyWeddingPeople.com, and it's also on Facebook.
Did you do the artwork?
I did the artwork.
This guy on the cover looks like our president. he's holding a chair up.
No relation. All the art is done originally by me. It's in the style of clip art, but no actual clip art was used. I hate to admit this publicly, but I am a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So he's coming at his bride with a steel chair.
Yeah.
And she's blocking him. So there's a lot of wrestling references in here. You know, there's way more professional wrestling references than you think there would be in a book about wedding stories.
I'm going to go. I just want to whet the listeners' appetite with some of these speeches.
Yes.
How long do people talk? How do you get... You must edit a speech. I mean, what do you do with like crazy speeches?
Speeches go as they are made. And that's another thing. People just don't think about that. It's like they come up with five typed pages. They talk for 20 minutes. And when they get to their emotional moment or their joke, the punchline, everyone tuned them out 10 minutes ago. And it's sad. You put in all this and it just went whoosh. Or, you know, it's like you can remember all 900 words to Ice Ice Baby, which you can't remember a couple nice things to say about your friends. And even worse is when they'll come up with their phones. That's the new trend. Oh, I'm going to read from my phone.
Yeah, right.
What happens every single time? Oh, I lost my page. Hold on. And it goes on for 5 minutes. And we're standing there watching somebody flip through their phone. It's like, yay.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
And another piece of advice I can give, especially grooms, is make sure your best man has a speech. One guy got up, did not have one, and was like, hey, I got this. Don't worry. Oh, man, this is hard. I got this. And he said those two phrases for 5 minutes. And he didn't have it, and it was hard.
DJs versus live music, what do you like better?
They both have their ups and downs. I kind of prefer DJs because I get fed.
Yeah.
When a band comes in, they have 45 members, and for some reason they all expect a meal. You know, I get it like, you know, not to upset band guys because I do have to work with them. But I get it, like the sound guy or the drummer has to come set up early. You're there for quite a while. But when the singer saunters in at 8:45, 10 minutes before showtime, and gets a meal, and it's like, you know, I could have had steak, but now I'm getting a sandwich and a cookie because you're here.
Yeah. You talk a lot in the book. I mean, you and I have a good friend, John Saul, who does wedding. He does wedding photography and some video. I mean, it's a long day.
Yes.
You talk a lot in the book about sandwiches getting warm in the car and stuff.
Yeah.
How do you sustain? I mean, do people offer you food? Do you go out and find stuff on your own?
Yeah, that's always kind of up in the air. I wish the companies I worked for would request a meal in the contract, because you're paying me all this money to do a job for you. Why would you want me worrying about what I'm going to do for dinner instead of just concentrating on what you're going to do? Sometimes I book from anywhere from 8 to 13 hours.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I don't really get a break, and they just kind of treat you like you're just this indentured servant who never stops or gets a break of any kind. And yeah, the dinner is always up in the air. So I have a strategy. I'll get like two giant chicken sandwiches from Burger King and a double cheeseburger. And that usually lasts me till 5. And, then I try to chow down on some appetizers, but then that always butts some heads with the hall, because they seem to think I work for them, and I don't.
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'll keep you for a little bit, and then I got a couple more questions for you. You can hang out. We'll be back with Jason A. Stern, You Stay Classy, Drake. Wedding People, after this on WGN. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. In the studio, Jason A. Drake.
Yay.
The author of the book You Stay Classy, Wedding People, a memoir of a professional videographer and what not to do for future newlyweds. I want to ask you, we only got a couple minutes left. What's the difference? Talk about mothers and fathers and their role in weddings.
Yeah, mothers are always like kind of hovering over. They're kind of hovering over, and there's very nice people. There's so much going on. It's sometimes you need one person to be in charge instead of 45. And for dads, please don't show up drunk and show up on time. That's the White Sox wedding. Dad showed up halfway through the ceremony, smashed. It was hilarious. It's in the book.
White Sox.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you calm people down if they're nervous? I remember I was really nervous when I got married.
I usually tell them jokes. I have to wire the microphone or the groom with a microphone, and I'll tell him to please limit his F-bombs to 2 during the ceremony.
Yeah.
That'll get a laugh.
Yeah.
So I'll say quick things like that because they're not expecting a joke, and it calms them down.
How long is the final product? Does it vary?
It varies from an hour to 2 hours.
Okay. So will there be a movie version of this?
You can only hope.
So it's great to give me all the information where people can find the book and people can also find you.
Again, it's youstayclassyweddingpeople.com. It's also amazon.com, and I'm on Facebook. So most of the press in this interview will be on Facebook, and hopefully my next project is for DC Comics. I have a great idea, so somebody should tell them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
For DC Comics?
Yes.
With your artwork? Or your...
As a writer. I have a great idea for a Justice League comic book, so somebody needs to tell them.
One last thing, and then we'll go to David Jennings. Real quick, you do have in the book about how to write a wedding speech.
Yes. Yes. I give advice. I have an outline. You can custom fit it to yourself, so that way you're not messing with your phone and going, And it's the greatest speech ever written, and it was by me.
This would be a great shower gift for somebody. Right?
Yes.
You got it? Thank you, Jason A. Drake, for coming down here.
Thank you for having me.
Nocturnal Journal. You stay classy, wedding people. Go out and get it, right?
Yes.
Okay,
please.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break with David Jennings and the news, and we're going to talk about Cassette Store Day after this on WGN.